B, incredulous, and C, results. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. B, incredulous, and C, results. Every time we go around and someone says to us, "Hey, guess what? The president is coming to California. He's going to come and visit here in San Diego, and he's going to come and visit right up here in the University of Healing in Campo, and he's going to spend a little time with us here on the campus because he says he heard that this is a wonderful place." The president's coming here? The president's coming to Campo? The president's coming to the University of Healing? Wow! Hey, that's pretty cool! Wow! Now that's sort of being incredulous, isn't it? But when you start thinking incredulous thoughts, incredulous things happen to you. Now, perhaps it won't be that the president comes first thing, but all other sorts of good things will come. All other sorts of wonderful things will come into your life as you are an incredulous person. Wow! Hey, cool! Hey, wow! Herb, did you know that your dog can sit up? Really? Wow, fantastic! Hey, come, sit. Sit up, paws up. And there he does it. You see, a little bit of incredulity goes a long way. It's not that you don't believe, it's that you have this delightful surprise. You have this delightful surprise that something is happening that you hadn't thought about perhaps, or if you thought about it, you never thought that it would be happening to you. But here it is, it's happening to you. And then I say, "Herb, breakfast is ready." Wow, wonderful, fantastic, breakfast is ready. Great! Oh my goodness, I will really enjoy that. And you see, that's sort of an incredulity too. Sort of an incredulity that says, "Wow, for me, you made this all just for me, this wonderful breakfast? Oh my goodness, you are so thoughtful. I can see that as you make these eggs, and as you make the toast, and as you do all the things for my breakfast, you do it with such loving caring, you do it with such sincere, I can just taste the goodness in it. Oh, it is so wonderful." And you say, "Herb, you're going overboard. You're going overboard." Yes, and that's what life is here for, to go overboard. We are here to be incredulous. We are here to delight in everything. We are here to say, "For me? Thank you." Someone comes up to you and says, "Would you like a bowl of ice cream?" And you say, "Wow, yes, thank you." You weren't expecting it. And you were incredulous about it. Ice cream? Out here on our picnic? How did you keep it cold? How did you keep it wonderful? Well, I had some dry ice, and I put it in a container, and I put the ice cream in with it, and it will last for days if I wish. Oh! Oh! See, that's incredulity. Oh! Hey, I like that idea. You are so thoughtful. You are so magnificent. You are so great. Yes. Be incredulous and see the results. Don't say, "Oh, no, it couldn't be. Oh, no." It's, "Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, I love it. Oh, yes, how wonderful that is. How great that is. How grand that is." And you see, every time I say that, every time I act that way, every time I think in those thoughts, I bring up into my heart the surprise delight of it. Not that it shouldn't happen or couldn't happen, but that it happened right at this moment, that it happened now. And if I can live my life all of the time in a state of delightful expectation, in a state of delightful surprise, of being so delighted in everything that happens, everything will keep happening in more and more abundance in my life. Living in that state of incredulity, being incredulous, I see the results in so many ways. someone brings me a thoughtful gift, and I say, wow, that's so nice of you. Someone comes up and says, Herb, it's nice to talk to you. Whenever I talk to you, I just feel so happy when I'm done talking to you. I feel just like I'm 10 feet tall. Herb, wow! Well, that's incredulous, but it's lovely incredulous, isn't it? That's a feeling that is a good feeling, and it's a feeling that every single person who walks away from me, I want them to feel that incredulous feeling of having been with someone who is utterly fantastic, a reflection of themselves. Someone who's been utterly amazing, utterly wonderful, utterly fantastic in every possible way, a reflection of themselves. And me, if I am in my world's a reflection of me, I should be incredulous at every turn of the corner and everything that I see because it's a reflection of me. And when it's good, I say, wow! And when it's good, wow! Can it be any other way than good? No, it can only be good. Because that is my expectation. That's my life. That's my incredulity. That's my, wow, my delightful surprise, my delightful expectation, my delightful acceptation of everything that is good and beautiful and wonderful. Be incredulous and see the results in your life. Because they are utterly amazing. They are utterly outstanding. They are super in every blessed way. If I can live my life every day as a little baby lives their life, because every new moment for them is a lovely surprise. It's that they've never been there before. They've never seen that before. They've never had that before. They've never known that before. And now they know it. Now they know it. And the baby finds his toe and starts sucking on his toe and says, wow, what a neat little thing that is, you know? And he finds the edge of his crib and he starts chewing on the edge of his crib and says, hey, this is neat too. And then he goes around crawling all over the place, looking at things and finding things, and he reaches up on a table and he pulls a cloth and down comes everything from the table. The house hasn't been baby-proofed, but wow, isn't that wonderful? He doesn't think he did something bad, and he didn't. He pulled the tablecloth. He was using it to help him get up, to help him to move. And he plays with everything that's there, because everything, everything in the world is for him to play with. Everything in the world is for him to delight in. And he's incredulous about everything. He says, wow, isn't this great? Isn't this nice? Oh, look at that glass. I threw it on the floor and went boom, and it is 100 million pieces now. Isn't that wonderful? Let's go over and touch it now. Let's see how that glass is. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You see, he's incredulous. He experiences all sorts of things in life. And life is always a new and joyful adventure to him. And you say, well, the glass could hurt him. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is the new adventure, the new experience. And isn't it interesting how babies can go through a house and go into all of the adventures that life has to offer? And for some blessed reason, there's a guardian angel around them that guides them to do all sorts of things, basically keep them from being hurt in every way. Oh, sometimes they are, but it's the minority, not the majority. Because babies are surrounded by that incredulous experience of seeing the results of just the magic of life, the magic of living, the magic of being themselves. Be incredulous and see the results and delight in everything that makes life worth living and realize that you are a very special, wonderful person and that I love you. I love you. I love you.